السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام
السلام عليكم.
ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أبا يوسف، how are you؟
الحمد لله بخير يا شيخ.
We are a bit late for the class today. Can you hear me? Can we go on?
You can go on.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. Yesterday we promised to start explaining the Quran as much as Allah will permit. We said from the aspects of making tilawa of the Quran, which is a major good deed in the month of Ramadan, from the aspect of engaging in one of the best of good deeds in the month of Ramadan is to get busy with the Quran. And getting busy with the Quran, we mentioned in the class yesterday, one of the scholars classified it into three. The first of them, he said that is tilawat wa al-fadh al-Quran, which, bi-ithnillah, all of us are engaged in Ramadan. He mentioned the second aspect to be tilawat ma'an al-Quran, following up, reading, studying the meaning of the Quran, and paying attention to the verses of the Quran, thinking about them, contemplating them, and trying to understand the message of the Quran. You mentioned that also and emphasized it in the Quran in the last class yesterday. But we mentioned that this second aspect, and the third one, of course, because it is based on it, which is tilawatu al-amal, tilawatu al-amal, following up our deeds with conformance with the dictates of the Quran. These two are not as we follow the first one. So we need to pay some more attention to explaining the Quran and learning the explanations of the Quran. That has given birth to the class that we, bi-ithnillah, will be starting today. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial to all of us, to the one who will be explaining as much as Allah wills, and to the rest of us who will be listening to the explanations, bi-ithnillah. We shall start, bi-ithnillah, with what Allah has commanded us to start the Quran with. Allah gave us a command to start the Quran when we want to recite the Quran, whether tilawatul alfaz or tilawatul al-ma'ani. He commanded us to do something, and that is al-isti'aza. In Surah Al-Nahl, Allah says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah says, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, that means إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْقِرَاءَ, when you seek to read the Quran, when you want to read the Quran, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, when you want to read the Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, make isti'aza, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge with Allah, seek protection from Allah, seek His protection. Seek His refuge. Seek His safety. Seek safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Away from ash-shaytan ar-rajim. What does the word shaytan actually mean? Inshallah, we shall come back to that today. Ar-rajim, what does it mean? We shall come back to it today, bi-ithnillah. So this command by Allah in the Quran, He says, فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِبْ إِلَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. when you want to commence the reading of the Quran, just like he said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَىٰ, when you want to observe Salah, what did he say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. He started talking about wudu. When you want to observe Salah, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, observe the wudu. So here also he says, فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When you want to recite the Quran, make isti'adha, seek refuge, seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this isti'adha, bi'idhnillah, we'll be discussing five things under it. We'll be discussing 5 points under al-isti'adha. Seeking refuge with Allah when we read the Quran. We will be discussing 5 things under it. The first of them is siyaguha. Siyaguha, what are the expressions for this isti'adha? The most popular expression for isti'adha is for us to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The most popular expression of isti'adha is for us to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ. These are the things we learn in the madrasa. I had emphasized yesterday that when the people say, oh, you Salafis, each time you preach, you must always refer the people back to the madaris. Yes, because it is at the madrasa that the details of knowledge will be acquired. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم is the most widely known expression of isti'adha. But it is not the only form of isti'adha. In fact, one of the scholars went on to say that as far as the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is concerned as an individual, what is reported from the Prophet's reading of the Quran is not A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. They are the other three that we shall mention. But A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim is also an acceptable form of making isti'adha. But this expression, this first expression of isti'adha, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, which is the most popular expression of isti'adha, as the Messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we have an authentic hadith that mentions that the Prophet himself employed it while reading the Quran? No. But he had employed it as one of the ways of making isti'adha. That occurs in the hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, when he was telling someone who was angry in front of him. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, I know a word. If he says that, I know an expression. If he says that expression, his anger will go down from him. And the Messenger was asked, what is the expression? And then he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So it means A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim is a well-known expression of what? Al-isti'adha. It is from here that the Quran generally employ, the readers of the Quran and the specialists in it generally employ this expression by way of starting the Quran with it, because that verse in Surah An-Nahl says, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And in this expression, the Messenger said, عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. But you would note that it was not in the circumstance that the Messenger himself was reading the Quran. So we say, yes, it is not in the circumstance that he was reading the Quran, but it's an acceptable form of making al-isti'adha with Allah away from shaitan al-rajim. So this is why, Allahu A'lam, many of the scholars of Qira'at accept this expression of A'udhu billahi minash shaitan al-rajim. It is the most popular expression of al-isti'adha. So let's take this as the first expression. You want to read the Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. One expression to fulfill this command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. What does it mean? We'll come back to that in the next issue. But the second expression, we said we mentioned four expressions. The second expression of Alistiaza. The second expression of Alistiaza. I hope that in this kind of a class, we must be taking few notes, especially for those of us who have not been exposed to these kinds of issues before. Make notes that you will come back to the Allah. May Allah make it beneficial to all of us. The second expression is to say, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. What you add, the difference between this second one and the first one is what? As-sami'il 'alim. After A'udhu billah. So you say, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. This one is known in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he read the Quran. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Inshallah, we shall come back to the meaning of these expressions in the next point. But the expression is that A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. This is known with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam when he read the Quran. The hadith regarding it is verified authentic by Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani in the Asul of his Sifatu Salatin Nabi, the first column. The third expression that is known with the isti'adha that Allah commands us to make when we read the Quran, we say, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه أعوذ بالله السميع العليم. So the أعوذ بالله السميع العليم in the second expression is still maintained. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. What you add to it is what من همزه همز ها min hamzihi wa nafkhi nafkhihi wa nafsi. It is sa'un, not sinun in nafsi. It is nafsi. Sa alifun ba'un ta'un sa'un. So it is nafsihi, not nafsihi, not nafsihi. Nafsihi means his soul. But here we are talking about nafs. What does nafs mean? We'll come back to it. So, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafsihi. This is a third expression of al-isti'adha, and it is known with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when he read the Quran. The hadith is also mentioned to be reliable by Al-Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah. The fourth expression of Al-Isti'adha is just to remove As-Sami'ul Alim from the third expression. Remove As-Sami'ul Alim from the third expression. What does it remain of? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafthihi wa nafthihi. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. This is the fourth expression now. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafthihi. You remove as-sami'il 'alim from the third expression. So we have four expressions. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafsihi is the third expression. The fourth one. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafsihi. So these are the expressions by which we fulfill that command of the Quran in Surah Al-Nahl that fa'idha qara'ta al-Quran fasta'idh billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. How do we make fasta'idh billah? Seek refuge with Allah by employing any of the four expressions that we have said. That is the first point regarding al-isti'adha. The second point regarding al-isti'adha to is what ma'naha. The first one is what siyaguha. The second point is what ma'naha. What does this mean? What does this expression? A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim min hamdihi wa nafthihi wa nafthihi. What does it mean? A'udhu billah. A'udhu itself is a fi'l, fi'l mudhari. That is a verb in its present or future tense. A'udhu billah. I am doing it. So what are you doing? A'udhu billahi. Ya'ni atahassanu billah. Atahassanu. Hisnu. You know hisnu. Fortress. That is like a fence you employ to protect yourself. So tahassun bisad is seeking protection. So when you say a'udhu billah, I seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa a'tasimu bihi. Yani I stick to him. I stick to asking for protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa astajiru. Astajiru, that is a'udhu. Astajiru, I run to him. I seek refuge with Allah. So al-isti'adha means the way of seeking refuge with Allah. So when you say a'udhu billah, what you are saying is that I ask for Allah's protection. A'udhu billah, I ask for the refuge from Allah. A'udhu billah, I ask for safety with Allah. Something, I'm scared of something. So I run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek the refuge with him. This is what we say when we say a'udhu billahi. Then we say min ash-shaytan, away from. I ask protection with Allah. I ask for refuge with Allah. I ask for safety with Allah. Min ash-shaytan, the one that I'm running away from, the one I seek the refuge with Allah against is who? Ash-shaytan. So this word ash-shaytan, the scholars say, ismun yutlaku ala aduwillahi iblis. Ismun yutlaku ala aduwillahi iblis. This word ash-shaytan is a noun, is a name. Yutlaku ala aduwillah. It is generally employed to call the enemy of Allah. Who is this enemy of Allah? Iblis. This Iblis is the enemy of Allah. Iblis is the enemy of Allah. He declared enmity with Allah and then enmity with human beings. Iblis is our avowed enemy. In Surah As-Sad, Allah says, Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. When he refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salam according to the commandment of Allah. It was Allah who commanded the angels and then Iblis also to bow down to Adam. They all bowed down, as we know. Fasajada al-mala'ikatu kulluhum ajma'in. All of them, all the angels bowed. The one, the person who refused to bow was Iblis. That was not because he was also an angel. No, it was because he was a jinn and he was always amongst the angels. He was a jinn. Allah told us in the Quran, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. He basically was amongst the jinns. So Iblis was a jinn, but he was almost always in the company of the malaika. So all of them, they bowed except Iblis. So Allah asked him, Ya Iblis, O Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. What is it that has prevented you from bowing down to the one that I have created with my hand? This is clear-cut evidence that our grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created by Allah with his hand. Allah says, biyadayya, I created Adam alayhi salam. What is it that has prevented you from bowing down to the one that I have created with my hand? Astakbarta, are you being arrogant?
عن سلطة من العالي. Or you are just seeking to hide yourself. Ask the Lord. Are you being arrogant? Or you are just hiding up yourself? You are just pointing up yourself. What did he say? Qala ana khayrun minhu. Iblis said to Allah that huwa khayrun min Adam. That he is better than Adam. This is the problem. This is the problem. Allah ana khayrun min was what it did say. Khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu. You had created khalaqtani min nari. You created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min tin. That one you are telling me that you made with your hand. Was it not the clay that you created by this? Iblis did say that. Iblis did say that a creature that was made with the fire is better than a creature that was made with the clay. And this is what the scholars have refuted seriously. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah went at length to refute this claim of Iblis. Iblis thought that because he was created from fire and Adam was made from clay, then the fire is better than the clay because he thinks that the fire can heat up anything or something. This claim of his was refuted by the scholar. Which of them both is superior and more beneficial, clay or fire? The discussion was extensive to prove that Iblis was wrong in his thinking that he is better than Adam. This is the thinking of many of the people of arrogance. They look down upon the people thinking that they are better than them. What did Allah say after that? He says, "Fakhruj minha fa innaka rajim." You see now, go away, expelled are you from Al-Jannah. Go away from the heavens. For innaka rajim, you are a rajim. What does a rajim mean? We will come back to that. So Iblis is rajim. Iblis is rajim. And Ash-Shaytan is the name that is generally employed to describe who Iblis. Even though there could be shaitan amongst human beings. So what then does that word shaitan mean when we can use it and employ it to refer to Iblis, the enemy of Allah, and the enemy of we, Banu Adam, the enemy of goodness? What does that word shaitan mean? And then now we have said that even human beings can be referred to as shaitan or shayateen. What does that word as shaitan mean? The ulama say that word ma'akhuzun min shaitana. That word was taken from the basic verb shaitana, idha ba'uda. That is the one who is far away. When a person is far away, we say his word shaitana. He's far away. Huwa ba'id. Is far away. When an individual is far away, he says he is ba'id. For who was shaitan? Lishutunihi. So he's shaitan because he has libu'dihi. Because of his far away, because of his being far away from what? Anil haqqi wal khayf. Libu'dihi anil haqqi wal khayf. For who was shaitan? Limala libu'dihi anil haqqi. Because it's far away from the truth. It's far away from goodness. That is why that is the meaning of that word as shaitan. So the shaitan is the individual who is far away from the truth. He's far away from goodness. He's far away. Libu'dihi min rahmatillah. He's far away from the rahmah of Allah. Subhanahu wa. So when we ask, what does it mean shaitan? What does it mean, shaitan? The shaitan is the individual who is far away from haqq, is far away from khayr, is far away from the rahmah of Allah. Someone who is far away anil haqq wal khayr. So that's why even human beings may now be referred to as what? Shayateen. So you can have shaitan al-ins wal-jinn, a shaitan from amongst human beings. and a shaitan from amongst the jinns. What would we mean when we say a shaitan from amongst human beings? What we mean is that that person is far away from goodness and the truth. When a person is far away from goodness, it's far away from truth, it's far away from anything you can call khair, then that person could too may be referred to as what? Shaitan. So he is shaitanun. But when we bring the definite article alif and lam or al to it and say as shaitan, who do we refer to? Iblis. When we say as shaitan, we say Iblis. So when we say a'udhu billahi min ash shaitan, yani min Iblis. Say a'udhu billahi min ash shaitan. I ask protection with Allah. I ask for safety with Allah. I ask for refuge with Allah. I seek solace with Allah. I'm running away from something. What am I running away from? Min ash shaitan. From this individual who is absolutely known for being far away from truth and from goodness. That is Iblis. So that is the meaning of ash shaitan. How about ar-rajim? Ulama say ar-rajim, you see rajim, it has come with the form fa'il. Ar-rajim, it has come with the form fa'il. And this form fa'il, it can come with the meaning of fa'il, it can also come with the meaning of maf'ul. That is, if you say, for example, habib, is another form of what? Fa'il. So habib can be the one who is loving. He can be the fa'il, he is the one that is loving. He can also refer to the beloved one. So a man can be habib, a woman can also be habib. You don't need to say habibatu. If you say habibatu, the ta'ul marbuta, the last ta'ul you see there, is just brought to make us understand that we are talking about a woman. Otherwise, you can also refer to a woman as habib, and you'll be correct. Because that siga fa'il, takbalu at-tadhkiri wa ta'nif, it accepts masculinity and femininity. It can be used for a masculine, it can be used for a feminine in Arabic lexicon. So when you say Habib, you can mean a man. When you say Habib, you can mean a woman. So when you say Habib also, you can mean the man who loves. When you say Habib, you can also refer to the woman who is loved by the husband. Well, in this case, Rajim is Fa'il. It has come with the siga of Mafu'ul from Ar-Rajm. Ar-Rajm is to stone someone. So meaning that Ar-Rajm is the one who is stoned. When you stone someone, that person that you have stoned is what? Rajim. When you stone someone, the one that you have stoned, lexically is called what? Ar-Rajm. So what is it that we have stoned to Iblis at Shaitan? What we have stoned to him and what we stone to him is Allah. We stone cross to him. We attack him with cross. وَطَرْدْ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ. We attack him that he should be expelled from goodness because of his enmity with us. وَعَنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He is also stoned away from the mercy of Allah. So you can see that Ar-Rajim, Shaitan is Ar-Rajim. Because we curse him, we direct, we stone him with our curse. So that's why in English translation, we see them writing Ar-Rajim as what? The accursed. He's the one receiving the stones of curse. We direct curses to him. The one against whom curses are directed. So when we say A'udhu billahi minash-shaytan ar-rajim, what are we saying? A'udhu billah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you. I seek your protection. I seek safety with you, min ash-shaytan. Running away from ash-shaytan, Iblis. Running away from ash-shaytan, Iblis. What does ash-shaytan mean? The one who is far away from goodness and the truth. He's far away. So I'm running away from him. And he is ar-rajim. He is also a person who is accursed. Curses are directed to him. So we want to avoid this individual. We want to seek protection with Allah away from this individual. Because this Quran I'm about to read, he does not want me to gain from it. Someone can ask,
Why is it that when we want to read the Quran, we say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Shaytan does not want you to gain guidance from the Quran. He does not want us to gain guidance from the Quran. He told Allah when he was cursed, he says, I am going to mislead them completely, all of them, entirely I will mislead them. And the means of guidance is the Quran. So he wants to stand in between the individual and the guidance of the Quran. So the first thing he does, many of us suffer this. Tilawatul alfaz of the Quran, reading the Quran itself, making tilawa of the Quran, we are far away from it. Shaitan gets us busy away. He does not, don't read the Quran. Get busy with your phone. Get busy with the WhatsApp. Get busy with Facebook. There are many of us, before we leave the home, every day we spend not less than 30 minutes reading mails and reading WhatsApp messages and Facebook and Twitter and all of this. Yes, Shaitan is pleased with it. Yes, no, don't worry. Don't get busy with the Quran. Don't get busy with anything that can make you get guidance, because Al-Quran is hudan linnas. Is a means of guidance for the people. So Shaitan prevents the people. Don't get busy. Just go on with your messages. So we leave the Quran aside. In fact, Shaitan can assure the individuals. He will say, don't worry. Don't worry about reading the Quran. You have it on your phone. You can read it in the hold-up. In the hold-up, you'll be having, in traffic hold-ups, you'll be having messages dropping on WhatsApp. So he entices you to check the messages. Who is it that has messaged you? And all of this. You end up forgetting to read the Quran at all for the entire day. Everybody, most of the people are busy with things like this. So this is from the aspects of at-tilawa. From the aspects of tilawa til ma'an, following up and learning the meaning of the Quran. The same thing. If you are able to beat him in the first one, he comes to wait for you in the second one. Yes, read the Quran. Get rewards. Then 10 rewards, one house. So you get busy with that. Some of the people who memorize the Quran also go on with this kind of a lifestyle. They are far away from the meanings of the Quran. They are far away from the guidance of the Quran. That is how Shaitan is. He waits for you at every level upon the path of guidance. If you escape him on the first one, he's waiting for you on the second one. So you find people who have memorized the Quran. The entirety of the goal for memorizing the Quran is being able to participate in Quranic competition. That's all. Being able to participate in Quranic competition. We are just saying the importance of having to make isti'adha when you read the Quran. When you read the Quran, you are asking Allah to protect you. You are also declaring your weakness before Allah. Because it is the one who is weak, who seeks protection from the one who is powerful. We are all poor. We are all weak. Allah says, "Antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah." So all of us, we are the ones in need, in absolute need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. Allah is the one that is absolutely rich and absolutely praiseworthy. He's the one we praise all the time. He's the one that is absolutely in charge of that. But that for us, we are fuqara. We are people. So he raised to Allah to ask for protection. This is the meaning of saying that A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. So when we say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, this is what we mean. How about as-sami' al-alim? When we say A'udhu billahi, as-sami' is that we ask protection of Allah, as-sami' the one who hears all things. He hears all things in absolutely hearing. Al-Alim, he is absolutely knowledgeable. He knows all the tricks and the antics of Shaitan. So that's why we mention it. The Messenger alayhi salatu salam used to say when he reads the Quran. So he would say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. That is as-sami'a. That's what Al-Alim, that's what they mean. How about min hamzihi wa nafqihi wa nafqi. Hamzu shaytan is junoon. May Allah protect us. Madness. May Allah protect us. Ill mental health or mental ill health. When the person is sick in his mind,
is suffering from harms to shaitan. These days, one of the illnesses sisters easily say they have. Say, I'm mentally ill. I think this is a new word. Our own mothers, for those of us, any brother who is near 50 now, your mothers, our mothers should have been very, very firm to keep their marriage. So what the meanest excuse we have now is that mental health. It's affecting my mental health. I think we just read the word mental and health in the dictionary. We need to be firm. This hamd shaitan is one of the ways to keep the people sick in their mind. So when you seek refuge, Allah, you are running away from that. So don't say you are mentally ask refuge, Allah, against that mental illness. May Allah protect us. Then hamdihi, hamd shaitan is junoon. Wa nafbihi, nafku, the blowing of shaitan, nafku shaitan. That is arrogance. The individual who is arrogant is puffed up by shaitan. Shaitan blows him up. So he becomes big in his own eyes. In his own eyes, he becomes puffed up. Shaitan puffs him up. We ask refuge, Allah. We ask safety from Allah. We ask solace with Allah against the evil of shaitan. We have him away from his madness. The madness that shaitan makes the people become mad. We seek refuge in Allah. We have to see him. The popping up of shaitan, blowing them up. Blow up the shaitan, blow up the people and they become arrogant. It is from the evil deeds of shaitan. We have to see. Nafsu shaitan is a share. Getting involved in share poems and songs and music. All of this will color that. Poems, songs, maybe getting busy with a lot of these. Getting busy with a lot of these. It is from the actions of shaitan. This is what our generation gets busy with now. We call it the generation of entertainment. So everybody wants this child to be like one 23-year-old boy who cannot stay in an orientation camp. One 23-year-old boy who cannot stay. One 23-year-old boy who has drawn tattoos over all his body. One 23-year-old boy who cries about dinner, about taking alcohol, and all of this in the society. This is from Nafsu Shaitan. The share of Shaitan, the music of Shaitan. That Shaitan is there. So it makes it alluring and fine in the sight of the people. So this is the mission of Alifti Azad. Alifti Azad is asking Allah for protection. How do we ask Him for protection? When we read the Quran, we say, A'udhu Billahi Samir al-Alim min ash-shaytan al-Rajim. Or what? A'udhu Billahi min ash-shaytan al-Rajim. Or what? A'udhu Billahi Samir al-Alim من الشيطان الرجيم من حمده ونفسه ونفسه. Oh, we say what? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من حمده ونفسه ونفسه. So this is from the aspect of the meaning of الاستعاذة. Now, the third thing we like to mention, the third point. I said we have about 5 points to mention about الاستعاذة. The third point we like to mention about Al-Isti'aza is that what is the ruling of Al-Isti'aza when we read the Quran? The ruling of Al-Isti'aza. Hukmuha. Hukmu Al-Isti'aza inda qira'ati al-Quran. The ruling of Al-Isti'aza when we read the Quran. The large majority of the ulama, the jumhur, they have the opinion that when we recite the Quran, it is mandub for us to start with Al-Isti'aza. That is recommended. They say it is mustahab. When we read the Quran, it is mustahab to start with what? A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. This is the view of the large majority of the ulama. Al-Imam al-Nawawi mentioned that in his book, Al-Tibyan, Fi Adadi Hamalat al Quran. Others do say Abu Sa'idah. They like Sheikh Bakr Adizay, Bakr Ibn Abdullah Abu Zayd. He mentioned it to Rahimahullah and others among the ulama. And Imam Ibn Jawzi, before the two of them, Ibn Jawzi Abu Faraj, he also mentioned it that Mustahab, that is that it's encouraged when we read the Quran to start with what? Al-Isti'aza, that is Al-Isti'aza, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, or the rest of the three other expressions that he mentioned. They say it's recommended for us. But there are those amongst the ulama who say it is compulsory. They say because Allah says, Fasta'im Billah, it's a command. Fasta'im Billah, seek protection from Allah, seek refuge with Allah. Find solace, run to Allah for safety. Fasta'im Billah, it's a command. So Al-Imam Al-Muhazzi, Rahimahullah, in his book Al-Muhalla, he insisted that it is compulsory for us to say Al-Isti'aza before reading the Quran. There are others amongst the early Muslims who gave this, like the Tabi'i Ata'u ibn Abi Rabah. That's his opinion. Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, that's his opinion. This is the opinion that I used to hold too. I used to hold that it is compulsory to recite Al-Isti'aza. I used to hold it compulsory that when you recite Al-Isti'aza, even when you recite, before you recite the verses after your du'a al-Istiftah in Salah, that it is compulsory for us to recite Al-Isti'aza, A'udhu Billah, compulsory, according to this view of these scholars. But it appears to me now, and Allah knows that, going back to this matter again, that it is only an encouraged practice. It is a sunnah, as the majority of the scholars have said. Why do we say it is a sunnah? If you go to the books of hadith, where the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are compiled, and his actions, and his approvals, and his book, and all of this, we have the sunnah compiled in by hadith. You will find that many times the Prophet is speaking to the companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhu. He will put a verse of the Quran, and while he puts that verse of the Quran, he will not say istiaza. He's just talking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he will put a verse of the Quran without saying al-istiaza. This makes us understand that it's permissible sometimes to recite a verse of the Quran without saying istiaza. So that means, fasta'in billah, it only shows that it is sunnah. It is recommended. The actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not understood. It may not be done sometimes. But the best thing for us to do is that when we read the Quran, we should say al-Isti'aza. I hope that the matter is clear. You also find this very, very commonly in the statements of the companions and those who come after them. When they read the Quran, they can be given a sermon, and then they will read a verse of the Quran without saying Al-Isti'aza, and that verse is Fa'idha Farah al-Quran. Whenever you want to recite any part of the Quran, Fasta'idhillah. But they will sometimes recite parts of the Quran without saying Al-Isti'aza. It makes us understand that that Amr, that Idatul Amr, Fasta'idhillah, is Amrul Nadam, is a command that shows encouragement. So Al-Amr can be Amrul Ilzam, a command of you must do it. This is the one that we refer to as wajib. But there is a command that, yes, it's command, but it's only encouraging you to do it. This referred to as what? Amrun Najab. How do we know the difference? Because the basic rule is that every amr makes us understand that that matter is compulsory. How do we know the difference? We know the difference when we come back to the sunnah and look at other things. What do they indicate? The indicator, is there anything indicating that that amr is for an-nadab? Like in this case, the indicator that the amr is an amr of encouragement is that sometimes you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions and those who came after him, radiyallahu anhu, they will say al-Isti'aza. They will recite a verse of the Quran without saying al-Isti'aza. So like the rest of the scholars have said, I also think Allahu A'lam that the correct view is that al-isti'adha is mashruba. Al-isti'adha is manduba. For us, it is encouraged for us. It is recommended for us. Whenever we want to read the Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. We should say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The first thing we like to mention about Alif the Ada is that it should be said aloud when we recite the Quran. Say it aloud. Say it aloud when you recite the Quran. Making al-jahru biha. The first thing about Alif the Ada is when you recite the Quran, it encourages also to say it aloud. Say it aloud. The only time it is not encouraged to say it aloud is during Salah. During Salah, say it silently. For outside Salah, it encouraged for us to say Al-Isti'adha aloud. That we should not say it aloud during Salah is established in various ahadith. Like the hadith of Anas ibn Malik in Bukhari and Muslim. That the Messenger alayhi salatu salam, when he observed the Salah, likewise Abu Bakr and Umar, they would not recite anything aloud except Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. So they would have recited Al-Isti'adha and Al-Baqarah silently. This is for Salah. But as far as outside Salah is concerned, it is encouraged that when we read the Quran, we should say aloud, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, or the rest of the siyas that we have mentioned. The fifth thing we like to mention about Al-Isti'adha before we stop today, inshallah, or for Al-Isti'adha, is that we make the weed of Al-Isti'adha. That is, we must recite Al-Isti'adha correctly as we recite the Quran correctly. Some people think that because there is a consensus that A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim or A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim in Hamdihi wa Nafsihi and all of these things, not in the Quran. So you can recite it as you like. Some people say this. But the correct view, Allahu A'lam, is that Tujawwadu kama yujawwadu Quran. Al-Isti'adha tujawwadu kama yujawwadu al-Qur'an. Al-Isti'adha tujawwadu kama yujawwadu al-Qur'an. The Isti'adha should be read in tajweed kama yujawwadu al-Qur'an. Just like the Qur'an is also read in the tajweed. So you wouldn't say a'udhu. Some people, instead of saying a'udhu with sal, they refer to it as sin, a'usu. Don't say that. Don't say that. And that ayinun, when people pronounce it, they pronounce it like a hamza. Don't say that. So they say a'u. It is not a'u, it is a'u. Ayinun. You learn all of these details in madrasa. Go back to madrasa, everybody. So you say a'u. Because it is at the madrasa that the teacher will be watching you as you pronounce it and correct you when you heard. So, Al-Isti'adha tujawwadu kama yujawwadu al-Qur'an. This is the view of Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, and his daughters have mentioned that in their book, Al-Dalil, the first volume. So, Al-Isti'adha tujawwadu kama yujawwadu al-Qur'an. Now, before, this is the fifth thing about Al-Isti'adha. Before we leave this point, I like to say something that we do about Al-Isti'adha, and that thing is wrong. What is that? You find that some of the people, when they give a statement, they want to say something. They want to say something. You find them saying the Isti'adha before they make their own statement. If I want to say my own word, I want to speak. Maybe in meetings now, you find a brother, he wants to speak. When he's called, Bismillah, brother Abdurrazak, you hear him say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is wrong. This is wrong. You also hear the people. He wants to give a sermon. He has not started with Alhamdulillah, Inna Alhamdulillah. This is the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He drops this sunnah and he starts by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. This is not correct. You only recite Al-Isti'adha when you want to recite the Quran. The time when it is allowed for us to read Al-Isti'adha is when when we want to recite the Quran. Shaykh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zayd, he mentions this in his book, Tasheeh al-Du'a. We should go back to Tasheeh al-Du'a. Before him, long before him, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah also mentioned this point, that it is wrong for people to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, when they want to make their own statement. Al-Isti'adha should only be made when we want to read the Quran, in conformance with that verse of the Quran that, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Shaykh Bakr ibn Abdullah says, وَلَا تُشْرَعُ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ كَلَامٍ مَحْبُوبٍ لَا تُشْرَعُ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ كَلَامٍ مَحْبُوبٍ. It is not lawful. It is not approved in the Sharia of Islam. What is that? Al-isti'adatu bayna yaday kalami kalamin mahbubin. To say al-isti'adha when you want to say a word that you like, you just want to say anything you like, then you say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Don't do that dayri qira'atil Quran. And that statement you are making after al-isti'adha is not qira'atul Qur'an. It's not a recitation of al-Qur'an al-Aziz. It is not. So don't comment your own statement with al-isti'adha. It says, li'adha fabadhu ba'dil mutasannina. He said, for this reason, the way some of al-mutasannina, people who think that they are doing sunnah, the way they start in the Bab'i Hadithin, they start a statement, a narration, or kalami, or a word of speech, or wa'zin, or they want to do a wa'z. You see somebody mounts the podium, the first thing he says is that, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is wrong. It is not from the sunnah. Wa nahwihi. And things like that, bilisti'adati. When they start with alisti'adati, he says, La asladahu. It does not have any basis in the Quran. It does not have any basis in the Sunnah. The Sunnah, when you want to start a sermon, an admonition, is to say, Inna alhamdulillah, and so on. It is not the Sunnah to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Stop it. Let's not do it again. At least the other two is only approved when we do what? When we recite the Quran. I think it is sufficient for us stop here today. But before I finally request Abu Yusuf to recite, read to us the questions that he has with him, I like to say that inshallah, I think we should add two more days to the days that we do our classes in the morning like this. So we should add Thursdays and Fridays in Ramadan. In Ramadan, we should add Thursdays and Fridays. It means that on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we will not have the classes like this. But inshallah, in the mornings of Thursdays, in the mornings of Fridays, and our regular Saturdays and Sundays, the classes will continue. So the classes will be on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. These are two more days, so that we have more time to pay more attention to explaining the Quran in this month of Ramadan. And we have made al-isti'adha today. Inshallah, in our next class on Thursday morning, it will be a discussion about Surah Al-Fatiha and Al-Basmala to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Sahih is one of the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. We'll come to that, inshallah, on Thursday at the same time. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aba Yusuf.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Shaykh Anas.
Naam. Do we have questions?
Naam. We have questions on today's class. But there is one question that I would like to read first. It's about the last lecture on fasting. Breastfeeding woman.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you faintly, so just go on.
It says, please, I want to ask regarding the previous class about fasting of a pregnant woman and breastfeeding mom. There's a sister that normally tries to fast from the beginning of Ramadan. She's pregnant, but stopped fasting because of what our sheikh said. She said, Abuna said a pregnant and breastfeeding woman shouldn't fast. Please, can our clarify that? Did you hear the question, sir?
Yes, I did. The fasting of a pregnant woman and a woman who is breastfeeding, if they can fast, they must fast. We explained it. We gave the conditions. The condition is regarding those people that fasting becomes harmful to them. It was clear in that audio. It was clear in that class. Not to fast for a pregnant woman or a breastfeeding woman, not to fast, is when fasting brings serious discomfort to her or to her child or to both her and her child. When she's breastfeeding and she cannot provide sufficient milk for the child to survive, that's when she may leave off the fast. When a pregnant woman becomes uncomfortable with the pregnancy while fasting, that is when she can leave the fast. It was clear in that class. There shouldn't be a misconception for women who are not brought any kind of discomfort when they are breastfeeding or when they are pregnant. My own wives, I have some of them in this condition and they are fasting. My own wives, I have some of them in this condition and they are fasting. So the condition is about a woman who is brought discomfort and difficulty, whether because of the pregnancy or because of the breastfeeding. I hope that it is clear.
This one says, should the Istiaza be recited on every rak'ah during Salah?
At least the Istiaza should be recited on every rak'ah during Salah. In the first rak'ah, at least the other should come immediately after Dua ul Istiftah. In the second rak'ah, the Istiaza is the first thing that will start because there is no more Al Istiftah in the second rak'ah. Al Istiaza is connected to our reading of the Quran, but Al Istiftah is connected to starting the Salah. So what is the evidence that we can recite Al Istiaza again in the second rak'ah, and that is encouraged? What is the evidence? It is the hadith of the companion who erred in his salah, hadith to Musi's salah, the companion who erred in his salah. When the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam finished explaining the first rak'ah to him, he told him to repeat what he did in the first rak'ah in the second rak'ah. And one of the things that he did in the first rak'ah is Al Istiaza. So Al Istiaza is also encouraged in the second, the third, the fourth rak'ahs of our salawat for those salat that are of four rak'ahs. I hope that it is clear.
Naam, Ya Shaykhana.
Naam.
This one says, can one start his own booklet with Bismillahi, like some scholars started their books with Bismillah?
Starting a book with Bismillah is a sunnah. Starting a book with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim al-Basmala is a sunnah. The scholars say that the Messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he writes a message to the kings inviting them to Islam, he used to commence them with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Tulun, he has a compilation of the letters of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You find him starting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And a book that was written by an author to the rest of the Ummah is like a message from him to the rest of the Ummah. So we can start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim when we write a book, but not A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan ar-Rajim, because your book is not Quran. Is it clear?
Now, this one says, I once heard our Sheikh that it is not right to give any lecture on the morning of Juma before Khutbah. With the new... Did you hear the question, sir?
Repeat it again. Hello?
I once heard our... No, I can hear you, sir.
No.
It says, I once heard our Sheikh that it is not right to do any lecture before on the morning of Juma before the khutbah. Will the new class not contradict that?
Well, it appears that it contradicts it. There's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن الحلق يوم الجمعة قبل الخطبة. He prohibited الحلق, having halqas, learning circles, قبل الخطبة, before the khutbah on the day of Jum'a. It appears to contradict it really. So we have two options. The first option is to leave that class on the Jum'a and make it on Thursdays. If we will have it on Fridays, we can have it in the evening, inshallah. We'll look at that and how it is possible. Just to avoid falling into that prohibition in every sense of it. Otherwise, people like Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they used to have their tafsir sessions on Friday immediately after Salatul Fajr. They hold that hadith to be authentic. They hold the ruling to be authentic, but they say that the class immediately after Salatul Fajr is not a class before khutbah. It's not that like they are making it just next to the khutbah. It is just something that is done away from the time of the khutbah. But a better thing is to avoid this thing completely. So inshallah, when we do the class on Thursday, you will tell us of a new time that we can employ on Friday. But I hope that the question, if the answer is clear, inshallah. Hello? Abu Yusuf. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Abu Yusuf, did you hear that answer?
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh. It's like okay. Abu Yusuf is...
Yeah, it's raining heavily here. It's raining heavily in our own town here. It's raining heavily. Yeah. Is the reason I think he was cut off. But I hope that the class is clear.
Yeah, it's clear, sir.
Inshallah, we'll meet on Thursday, brothers.
All right. Jazakallahu khairan ya Sheikh.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.